Hi everybody, the complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist, I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to just share something with you guys really quick, and this is on sort of a personal note, but I think it's good to share these things because I think it's good in, like, as it's actually happening, to discuss how I've been talking a lot about confidence and low self-esteem and all that. And when you take actual steps in your life with situations that maybe you would do certain things rooted in low self-esteem, and now that I'm feeling more confident and more resilient to that, more resilient to not struggling with low self-esteem, whenever there's a situation that pops up, like there's actually coming up in the next few days for me, I've already decided I'm going to handle this particular situation differently, and I can just tell that I'm more confident. And like I said, I wouldn't have gotten here if it wasn't for that book, The Novel Cure, and I looked up feeling like a failure inside that book as one of the ailments, because I struggle with feeling incompetent a lot. That's one of my triggers. So feeling like a failure falls in line with that. And it said, look up low self-esteem, which I wouldn't have thought of. And then I was looking at the symptoms of complex PTSD, and I would say half of the symptoms are absolutely connected to low self-esteem, but nobody ever talks about this. So now I would say for the last 3 or 4 weeks, ever since I've been actually working to build resilience to that by engaging with interests that make me happy, by hobbies that make me happy, versus maybe hobbies just to have a hobby. You know what I mean? A hobby just to have a hobby. But if you have a hobby that makes you happy, that genuinely is something you're interested, that makes you happy, that's worthwhile to you, that's very important. And also, I've also said that I feel like I have found a cure for boredom, which is a really huge deal. If you isolate or you end up being a misanthrope, like I discovered I was, again, in that book, The Novel Cure, a misanthrope pretty much is someone who, because of me and the event I went through when I was 35, that event led me to isolating and just being sick of everybody and not trusting people and not trusting the world. And I talked about that for years, how that really turned my world upside down. And I didn't have faith in the human race after that event. And a lot of that has changed in the last, I would say, year or so. But for several years after that, maybe 5 years after the event happened, I just lost faith in people. I did not trust people. And I didn't know that the word misanthrope, that's what I had sort of become. And again, in that book, it shows you what to do about that, which was actually to forgive yourself. Because some of that might not just becoming your inability to forgive people, but your inability to forgive yourself for maybe being so jaded and so put off by people that I really self-destructed for, I would say, about 5 years in different ways. And a lot of it had to do with alcohol. So isolating leads to boredom. And so whenever I finally found the cure for that, which, like I've said, was reading books shelf by shelf, not based on what I want to read, but going shelf by shelf just to see what I could learn. It's very different than going to the library just to read books because you want to read it. You know, if I did that, I think I would get bored with it. I would be like, I'm not really a reader. I'm bored with this. What's next, right? And the what's next would just lead to boredom, which would just lead to drinking. And I haven't drank now in 6 months, by the way. And I'm very happy about that because drinking never did me any good. Even at the fun moments, you know, fun moments are fun with friends when you're partying and stuff. But eventually, for me, it just leads to getting out of control. And a lot of people, I think, with complex PTSD, it just leads to all kinds of problems. And like I said, I think half of the symptoms that we have are connected to low self-esteem. So if you incorporate drinking with that, it's just not good. It's not good. Let's just put it that way. And I'm not saying everybody, you know, I'm not encouraging everybody to be completely sober. You know, that just doesn't work for everybody. If you can maintain your drinking, that's great. I'm somebody that would binge drink, and I would just do it for escapism. So the fact that I haven't drank for 6 months is great. It's really good. It's particularly good, not just for my life, but for my body and my brain. My brain in particular. Drinking is not good for your brain. But my cure for boredom is going shelf by shelf and reading 3 to 5 books per shelf. And like I said, I don't read the whole book. I skim them. I get the main points out of them. I always look at who the author is, and I always look at the introduction and what the purpose of the book is. And then just kind of jumping through and skipping through and just sort of getting bits and pieces out of it. That's what I do. That's how I go through it. And it's worked. It's actually worked for my issue that was boredom. So if that's one of your issues, I recommend it. And I go there like every week, you know, every couple of weeks I might get new books, take the other ones back, but I've learned all kinds of things. And again, it's not about what you want to learn. It's not about what you're interested in. It's seeing what you can learn. Because there's always something new. So that way you don't get bored with it. And occasionally, like I pointed out, there's some things that are so technical. I do skip those books when it's like how to build a house or how to build a computer. I'm not going to read that. Like it's so technical. I want to understand it, right? It's almost like a foreign language. So some areas I do skip, you know, some shelves, but for the most part, it's really worked. And that's how I ended up coming across that book, The Novel Cure, that has helped me so much. Because it was in a book of books about basically the history of books or books about books. So that was one of the sections. And I came across it, and it helped with these other issues like low self-esteem. So the thing I wanted to point out, I'm making a short story long here, is in a few days there's something popping up. And I normally would handle it in a very flippant way or existential or carefree way when it's actually a serious matter. But I've decided to handle it differently. And I also want to point out I've taken my time to think about this because somebody asked me something, and I won't say what they asked. It's super personal. But they asked me something to do something. And normally I'd be like, okay. Like I would just be kind of flippant about it. Or, you know, just sort of blowing with the wind, so to speak. And I took a whole day to respond to them. And I really thought about what to say. And I actually did not give them an answer when I responded. I just said, let's talk about this in person. And... you know, everything's fine. Let's talk about this in person. I let them know nothing was wrong. You know, everything's fine. And, you know, and they were fine with that response. But there's just certain things that they're sort of asking me that are personal. And I want to address it because I have a feeling this might be somebody who is, who maybe is kind of flippant too. They might be somebody who's kind of, I might be using the wrong word there. But there's somebody who maybe is kind of carefree, kind of like I am, where there's just no rules to life. You know, I talked about that with that dissociation thing, kind of feeling like just everything's up for grabs in a way. And it's just not really good. And my confidence building has led me to see it that way because my insecure self, my low self-esteem self would totally... probably just be like, yeah, you know, let's go for a ride or, you know, let's just do this carefree thing or, you know, consequences to the wind. You know, just kind of, I don't know if carefree is the right word either, but basically I'm having more boundaries in my life and trying to be, you know, I'm operating from a different space, a headspace, because I'm not operating from a low self-esteem headspace, or at least I don't feel like I am anymore. I'm operating from a more confident headspace, and I'm just going to kind of explain things to them you know, in person, you know, because it's something personal that maybe I normally wouldn't treat as personal, but it actually is, because it could affect my personal life. So it's personal. And I just wanted to share that this is one little situation that it's very important how we handle situations in our lives, because it creates a highway. It creates like a path or a road that, you know, it leads us down. And I'm sort of putting like a little roadblock there, and I'm putting a stop sign and saying, you know, I'm not going to go down this little windy road because I don't know where it's going to lead. You know, I don't want to get lost in the woods. So I just wanted to point out, one, I'm being more patient about this, and I'm handling it in a more adult, professional sort of way. And I'm not rushing into it, because I think a lot of times our impulsiveness is a huge downfall when it comes to stuff like this. The impulsiveness can lead to all kinds of problems for, you know, the way we handle situations and things that can sort of lead us down roads that we don't want to go down. We're not looking to the future sometimes when we're being impulsive. We're not looking at the long-term effect of things. And sorry, by the way, if there's some background noise. There's somebody's making noise in the building next to me. But it's just very important that, you know, we handle situations from a place of confidence, and building that confidence is something I've recently been talking about and something I've recently learned. So I did want to share with you guys that, you know, something is coming up and I'm going to handle it differently. And it actually, it stressed me out a little bit to even think about how I normally would have handled it. Because it does lead you down little paths that sort of lead you into, metaphorically, like lead you into the woods. And I just don't want to go in the woods anymore. So, I don't want to get lost in the woods. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you something as it's happening, because this is happening in real time here. So this is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.